Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The second major fire in a month has destroyed a Three Lakes landmark. WJFW-TV reports a worker smelled smoke last evening, and visitors in the rooms also reported flames at the Oneida Village Inn. Fire Chief Dave Kirby reported everyone got out of the building safely. Firefighters battle the flames in sub-zero cold. It's too early to know the cause of the fire. The building is said to be a total loss. On February 13th, the community also lost the Three Lakes Diner to fire. Traffic along Highway 45 in Three Lakes was being rerouted. And the Three Lakes Sanitary District is under a boil water advisory due to a backflow issue that occurred in the system because of a fire response to the Oneida Village fire in Monday evening. Oneida County health officials say there is a possibility of bacteria in the water system. Bacteria may have been found when drinking water is tested. Bacteria live naturally in soil and in the waste of warm-blooded animals. Bacteria could also grow as a film in water pipes. Most bacteria are not harmful, but do indicate the possible presence of other disease-causing microbes that are often found in soil and feces. Although bacteria is not usually harmful, illness may be caused by other microbes in the water. Typical symptoms may include diarrhea, cramps, nausea, or jaundice with headaches or fatigue. If you become ill with the above symptoms during a boil water notice, you should talk to your doctor. Officials say safe water must be used until there's an all-clear given. Crews with Wausau Public Works were out in sub-freezing temperatures Monday, patching several dozen potholes. They were applying what the city officials call a Band-Aid fix, which should last until the potholes can be fully repaired during the summer. Many Wisconsin cities will be doing similar work over the coming months. Several body shops in the Wausau area say they're booked up with customers who need damages repaired after drivers went across a pothole too fast. And the Assembly Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety will take comments on a bill which would allow some convicts to have their records erased. The hearing will be held Thursday at the state capitol. Expungement would be possible only for nonviolent offenders and only after the person's sentence has been completed. The change is being considered to help some people who broke the law reenter society with the possibility of getting a quality job. And a March 19th hearing has been scheduled for a Shawano County woman who faces charges in her child's death. 22-year-old Catherine Barker was found competent to stand trial. She had been taking prescribed medications since November when a judge had determined she was incompetent. Shawano police found a dead 2-month-old child in Barker's residence last September. She's charged with child neglect, failure to report the death of a child, and attempting to hide a corpse. The weather forecast for this afternoon: look for some scattered flurries throughout the period and cold with a high near 11, winds gusting up as high as 25. Tonight cloudy, low 7 below. Wednesday, chance of flurries again in the morning, mostly cloudy with a high near 18. And then gradually becoming clear Wednesday night, low 6 below. Thursday, sunny, high 23. By Friday, warming to 30. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.